If you've ever seen the 1954 movie On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando, we have a scene in that movie that, when I saw it the first time, it immediately brought to my mind the parable from today's gospel. You know, we're used to kind of this idea of either you're employed or you're unemployed. Either you've got a job, or at least a part-time job, or you're looking for one. Well, that's not what happened in the days of Jesus, and it wasn't what happened in the movie On the Waterfront, because in this particular movie, what we have happen is that rather than have a contract where every day, you know, you've got work, all the longshoremen would come to the docks down there, and they'd all be standing around, and out would come the foreman in the morning. Say, all right, we got so many boats coming in that need unloading. I need 10 guys. You, and you. Come. They all come in and they're excited because they got work that day. Whereas everybody else was dejected and they went home, sad. There would be no work that day. It's exactly what's going on in our gospel today. You see, people in the marketplace are there because they want work for the day. They need to provide for their families. So each day they go to the marketplace hoping someone, a landowner, will come and say, I need you. Come, work in my vineyard. And normally, just like it happened in On the Waterfront, that took place in the morning. And then if you got work, you had work for the day. If you didn't, you went home. And you didn't have anything to eat that night, maybe. And you'd try again the next day. Something unusual happens in our gospel today. This landowner, you would think that in the morning he gets all the workers he needs, and yet he keeps coming back. He comes back over and over again, and at some point you have to say, it can't be because he needs more workers. You wonder if he goes back to his vineyard and it's almost as though he worries about, what about those people left? Are they going to have food for their families? He goes out even at 5 o'clock. The day would have ended at 6 o'clock. He only gets 1 hour of work out of them, so he can't have hired them because he needs their work. Rather, he hires them because he can hear in their voices when he asks, why are you still here? Like, well, no one has hired us. And yet, those workers are still there, hoping beyond hope that maybe I'll have food for my family tonight. We see there the great love of God represented in the landowner. He doesn't just call once. He's going to call over and over again and keep coming to us. And it doesn't matter when each of us might get that call. It comes at precisely the time in our life when God knows we're ready and we need it. And our job is to respond. The other lesson of this gospel is that after we respond and we do what we need to be doing, don't be looking at the people around you saying, what are they doing? That's what happens at the end of this gospel. These people who were hired in the beginning of the day should be grateful. I have work for the day. But they get to the end, and instead of being happy, they're grumbling. They're mad. What do you mean I only get a day's wage? These people were only here an hour. You see right away the joy that they should have. I got a day's wage. I get to go home and have food for my family. Instead, that's all gone, and they're mad. They're looking at the people around them. I should be better. There's what always seems to take the joy out of our lives. How many times is our life going along just fine until we start looking at the Joneses? Like, oh, well, I thought I was happy, but look at all they got. Maybe I need some more. Maybe I'm not so happy. And all of a sudden, there goes our joy. So there's great danger in always looking around us to see what other people have. Number one, because we might become frustrated that we don't have more. But the other danger is, and I think this is one particularly we can give into, is that we might look around and start saying, no, I'm not so bad. I'm not as bad as them. At least I'm not like that sinner. Maybe I'm not so bad. That can be equally, if not more, dangerous as we give in to that sin of pride. The moral of the story here is, we have a unique call from God, each one of us, that is very special, that he gives precisely to us, precisely when we need it. Maybe that came in the early days of our life when we were baptized as an infant. Maybe it came later. St. John Eudes, our saint for today, among other things, was known for founding a ministry to prostitutes. There are some people that were looked down on in his time, but how many times do we see Jesus saying, prostitutes and tax collectors will enter the kingdom of heaven before you? So we shouldn't judge ourselves or judge anybody else based on comparison. Rather, we do what God asks of us. Final moral might be, if you're always looking around at other people and think that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, well, maybe it's time for you to start watering your own lawn for a change.